This is Halftime with the Playmakers, your midweek partner with the live show, The Playmakers, aired on WANM FM 90.5 on Saturday from 12:32. And I'm your host, Westman 904, Duval in the building, baby. And we got some great topics for you. We're going to be talking FAMU basketball. That SWAC tournament is around the corner. We're going to be talking NFL free agency because it just opened up today. It's going to be the bulk of the podcast because stuff keeps coming in. There might even be some breaking news while we're recording. We're going to be talking some college basketball and, of course, the NBA. Fellas, introduce yourself.
What's going on, everybody? Mr. J School, of course. Michael Trim Jr.
Yo, what's up? It's your man, JB the King, back here with the Playmakers.
You already know, man. It's your boy 352, Chris, coming from y'all. What's up with y'all?
How are you guys doing? It's Joshua Bounds representing the 850.
And Josh, we've been talking about some FAMU basketball, what's been going on recently.
Alrighty. So, fellas, both the women and the men's defeated Bethune-Cookman on senior night. Let's clap it up for them.
Yes, sir.
Woohoo.
All right, Trim, you gotta stop hating.
I'm not hating.
Shout out to the home team.
Shout out to the team. Hey,
But yeah, with that in mind, though, so the official rankings have come out now. FAMU's men's basketball team, we finish off as number 2. Women, we finish off at number 8. Now, just like what I said earlier, the SWAC tournament has arrived. It's March. Let the chaos begin. Fellas, how far do you see our teams making it?
The girls win one game. I'm not even trolling, but think about it. If they win, they got to play against Alabama and it was no one to SWAC. You think they're going to beat them? After we just scored 37 and lost by 20?
Nah.
Exactly. So they win a game. I think the men, I got them going to the semifinals, but it wouldn't surprise me if they won the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Honestly, so what, they showing they can beat everybody in the SWAC. They also showing they can lose to everybody
in
the SWAC.
You have us losing to either Southern or Arkansas Pine Bluff? I feel like we go to
it would be probably like, I told you, I'm only scared of us against Jackson State and Bethune.
Yeah. Well, okay, so to be clear for the listeners, we have 2 rounds of a bye. The first round, the 9 through 12 seed play, and they take on, you know, the 7 through or the 6 through 8 seed. And so we would be playing the winner of whoever wins out of the 12th and 9th seed after they play Jackson State, who are the 7th seed. Mm-hmm. So let's say Jackson State comes out on top. Do we have us beating Jackson State?
I think we can, but I wouldn't be surprised if we lost to them, I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like we got to see how Jackson State plays in their first, they got 2 games?
Yeah. They just have
they
one.
They have one game.
They have one game for us.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I got to see how they play in their first game.
I can't see us not winning a game.
Wait, for women's or men's?
For men's.
Really?
For men's, we have?
For men's, we play Jackson State for our first game if they beat their first round.
That's going to be a tough game.
That's
right?
Not that's a great not first
winning
matchup.
A singular game.
Who?
No, we play. We have two byes.
That's what we're saying. But after our bye, it'd be the winner out of Jackson State and whoever comes out of the first round.
Grambling and Mississippi. So y'all saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all was just saying that Grambling. I mean that Jackson State.
Those teams
win.
Are going to lose to Jackson.
Yeah, pretty much. Like it's pretty much guaranteed.
Okay.
No hate to. Actually, yes, hate to those schools.
Especially Valley.
Yeah, Valley gonna get especially curve stomped, bro. We ain't even worried about them.
I mean, to be honest, if we do end up playing Jackson State, which I do think is going to happen, the most important thing is, I just need to see what Coach Ward has in store to slow down or to neutralize Deshaun Ruffins. Again, we know who he is now. This man is averaging darn near 25 points per game. He's their main scorer. If Coach Ward has figured out a way to slow them down, whether that's the 2-3 zone or sitting with the man coverage, I'd say there's no other team that really scares me outside of Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah. Alcorn beat Alabama State earlier today on the men's side.
That's a little shocking.
Hold on.
Alcorn.
Yeah, they had a game at 2:00. So Alcorn and Prairie View played for the second round.
Okay.
And then Grambling plays Mississippi Valley tonight to see who plays Jackson tomorrow.
So Grambling gonna wash them. You
know. Wash them.
Yeah,
they will.
Like, on the women's side. On the women's side.
I'm scared.
Women's side, we play tomorrow.
Right.
So who do we go against in that?
The winner of
Texas
DC.
Southern.
And Bethune.
Oh, they've played already. We can look it up.
And
They did play at 11.
So we play.
And Bethune won, I believe.
So we play Bethune again. Okay, we'll probably beat them.
No. They didn't play already.
They played March 9th at 11 a.m.
Yeah, they should have already played.
Oh, the score's not here.
Dang.
You would think they would. You know, update.
Come on, man. They got to be better.
Come on
than
now.
That,
it's 66-62.
Okay,
Bethune
so we'll play Bethune.
Hey, what's their Google look like, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so we'll play Bethune. We'll beat them. And beat then what is it? Alabama A&M after that?
One win, not too bad.
I said one win. That's it.
How would y'all feel like about the whole season as an outlook if we just won one game?
For the girls?
For the woman, yeah.
Another disappointing season again.
Golly.
It's better. But it was disappointing because we had such high expectations going into it.
Bro, this is another 9-22 season, bro. Like, we're not, come on, man. We're not doing this.
This wasn't your attitude when you was talking to Coach Gordon on that couch, bro. This wasn't your attitude when Pierre Ford was sitting on that couch. You wasn't like, what's up with this 9-22 season?
Y'all make sure y'all tune into that, by the way.
Whack first strike on YouTube, man.
Hold on, and trust me. I got called out by that after the show.
Well, acting like a different person.
Hey, and trust me, I got called out because of that. So, but still, I mean, y'all can't sit here and lie. It's been disappointing. Like,
so you're telling me there's no game, there's a game every day.
Yes, it's a game every day.
No, that I didn't know that.
I mean, because there's so many teams that won't even be playing in the next, like, only a couple teams have back to backs.
Exactly.
Because the winner of, they'll only have one back-to-back because the winner will probably be the favorite, and so they haven't played.
Alabama A&M went 17-0
goes all the way. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a little disappointing. Like, y'all telling me, Coach Gordon probably says it's a little disappointing, too. I think she wanted to be higher contention, compete more in the SWAC. I mean, yeah. I understand they dealt with a lot of injuries, and lineups had to be more around. But that's why I said it's just a little disappointing. They come in next year, and then we'll see what happens.
Hopefully, you know, we keep all of our talent. You know, we keep all of our underclassmen because
probably will.
Pierre Foy is a very talented player, and she's a redshirt freshman. Redshirt freshman, right?
She's a redshirt junior, I think.
Redshirt junior.
I think redshirt junior or redshirt sophomore because she played JUCO for a year, then she transferred here, then she played this year.
Okay.
So probably
she'll be back for sure. And, you know, hopefully she'll, you know, settle down. You know, one thing we had was a big critique of hers was her a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, due to her height being, you know, 5 foot flat, it's hard for her to throw entry passes and some things like that. So, you know, hopefully that thing develops and we'll come back and have a little bit more of a successful season going into next year. But our final prediction for the men's bracket, I want to hear.
I really think, like, we could win the whole thing. Honestly, like, here's the thing. It's tricky because I could see us losing to Jackson State, but also see this team, like, I could see us literally winning the whole thing.
Did we sweep Southern?
Yes. We swept Southern. But we got swept by Jackson State. Like, that's why I'm like, it's a little iffy. Yeah.
They beat us.
They beat us by 20, and then it was the infamous, we were up by like 10, and then we just folded in the second half.
Playmakers going to Atlanta, man?
If we get to the championship, I will go to Atlanta.
That's on Saturday? No, I won't be there.
Wait, that's Saturday? Yeah. Wait, is that spring break week?
Yeah.
I'll be back in Gainesville. Never mind.
Prediction, though, I think FAMU makes it to the championship.
Okay.
Whether we win or not, I'm not sure, but I think we definitely make it.
Now, final question on this topic. What does it say for Charlie Ward's legacy to come into his first year and win a championship, let's say?
We talked about this on Saturday. He can say A-plus for this season.
Absolutely.
Not even winning. We talking about just overall, like, he's been great this year. And, like, some of the games that we lost, it's not because of coaching. It's just because of bad play.
If we lose, like, I know we have a two-week bye, but if we don't win a game, I got to drop that A-plus.
You gotta get a win in the tournament for sure.
But it's like,
because that's when it counts.
Yeah. I'm saying though, Jackson State is one of those teams where like they're sneaky. Like they could probably go beat a Bethune if they need to.
I agree with you, I also think you have to show up when it's important to get an A+.
I agree. That's why. However, if the season ended tomorrow or in 2 days when we play most likely Jackson State, I think the season would get a B.
I would give it an A because it's like
I would give it a B plus because we're the second seed.
Yeah, B plus.
Okay.
B plus.
If we win a game in the SWAC, I mean, we go to the A. If we win two games,
yeah, semifinals A plus.
I think semifinals and up is A plus.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I give
your first
it
year.
A just because of just to me it's about and I to me it's been about the culture in a little sense. Like I think all of us can agree. We have not, like, seen successful FAMU basketball since we've been here. And this is the most we've seen. Like, being the second seed in the SWAC, we've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
And in his first year, he's able to do that. That's why I'm like, okay, you get an A. And think about going into next year, we're going to be even better.
Yeah, but, yeah, to your point, though, Chris, I think that is a big thing that we are overlooking. Like we said, when it comes to FAMU sports, the first sport that comes to mind is football, right? Basketball is always on the back of your mind. Now that we have Coach Ward here, and due to what he's done this season, I can very much see a lot of guys potentially wanting to come play for FAMU. meaning that our basketball program can improve and we could potentially pull in more better players. And holistically, that's why I say I got to give us like maybe a B plus or an A. And then depending on how we do in the tournament, I can see us getting an A plus.
Yeah, I give it a B, but I'm not mad at a B plus if we do lose to Jackson State. I won't be mad at that though.
I really hope we don't lose to Jackson State.
Me too,
I hope we don't. That would be three in a row. I don't think we can handle that.
Man, the tournament being on spring break is kind of whack.
That is crazy, though. Well, no, it's not during spring break.
I mean, well,
the championship.
The championship, yeah. And then we can't, like, leave and go to Atlanta right now in the middle of the week.
No.
I mean,
we can get an excuse. We can say we're doing it for Playmakers.
Professor Jones is not going for that.
Bro, I will leave.
Professor Jones, I will leave, too. Professor Jones is not going for me. No.
Oof.
Car? Wes, what's going yours?
My car, mine.
Yeah, yours.
To me, mine.
What kind of car you got?
I got a Chevy Colorado.
That's a truck.
Yeah, we're going. I don't got. It's the extended cab. It's not the four door. I don't got no space.
It is the four door. Stop.
It's not. I swear. It's the extended cab.
You go sit. Oh my.
You can sit in the back.
Ask my people. I can get a place for y'all, bro. We all stay at my mama's crib, bro.
I'll throw in bread if we actually see.
Shoot.
Playmakers on the move.
I'm telling you.
I like this sound of that.
But we gotta talk about
the sound of it. Throw some bread though.
I mean, I can't need be.
Shoot.
I mean,
oh my God, bro.
All right, bro. Shout out to FAMU basketball, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Let's do it, champs. We're going to March. We're going to the tournament.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be a Cinderella. And no, if we go to the tournament, team. We're going to be the Cinderella team.
We will be.
You know, they be calling it, you know, they be calling it FAMU.
I ain't gonna lie. Dude will put us in.
Oh my God.
We'll be the lowest 16 seed and we'll play the number one overall team.
Yes. Probably, yeah.
So what, Duke?
Yeah, Duke.
That's not going to
be
good.
We got something for that.
We got something for Cam Boozer.
Yeah, Cam Boozer is going to say, yeah, I'm the first pick off of 40 points. So give us ease.
We can talk about FAMU basketball all day, but we got to talk about some of the biggest news in sports right now. Talk about NFL free agency. It just opened up today, and it started off really high, really aggressive. There's been a lot of trades and signings and all sorts of stuff. To start out, from the Eagles to the Panthers, Jalen Phillips, $120 million contract, $30 million a year.
Probably
four
the
years.
Only move I did not like the whole day. I'm not going to
lie. It seems like a bit of an overpay.
He's a solid player, but it's just like, dude, for your past 2-3 years, like you've been injured, and it's like the talent is definitely there, but I would have never gave him – the Panthers got a lot of money. I would never give him $30 million. He would have been like a 15, 17 range. I would have got somebody else.
This contract will take him until he's 30. He's 26 right now, so he can bounce back from injuries, but he has been injury prone, so I don't know exactly how I feel.
On the Eagles, he showed flashes, though, but I would have never paid him that much money. I would have waited.
I mean, I'm happy for the Panthers as far as the fit goes. They needed another... defensive.
They do.
But so it makes sense. Let's grade the trade, or let's grade the signing.
I would probably give it like a B minus because I do think they needed edge, and I do like Jalen Phillips as a player. I know his sack numbers don't look crazy, but I feel like he generated a lot of pressure. I saw a stat. I wish I could bring it up, but he's like top 10 in QB pressure. So I think it's a good move, but the money is ridiculous.
The money is a bit much.
That's bad, bro. Okay. Josh, what you get a grade?
Holistically, I'm not too mad with the either a B minus or a B because like we said, it was definitely a move that the Panthers needed to make, but I just don't fully agree with the amount that they are giving him. Because, like we said, he's been a little injury prone. He is young, but still, injuries do factor in. Because if you're going to be injured, I'm paying you all this money. You're basically just dead cap space, if you will. And the last thing the Panthers need is the situation that the Browns have with Deshaun Watson.
Hey, bro.
Listen, okay,
that's
so
a quarterback.
All right, so I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little bit harsh. I'm giving this a C because it's that money, and also they just got Nick Sorter out the draft last year, so you have a young edge rusher, and I feel like in this kind of stack draft, you could have found you a good gem in the first or second round. I don't think you need to pay him that much. He's a solid player, but the money's a little bad. Also, Trey Henderson, he's still a free agent, right? So
yeah.
I feel like you could have traded. Actually, you could have traded or got him.
Whoa, breaking news. What'd you say, actually?
What do you mean, actually?
Oh, no. Well, he might still be, so I got to check. But
he is a free agent still.
He still is a free agent? Okay.
He's still, that's why I'm like, you could have got better.
There's somebody.
But, I mean, he's a solid player. He's solid.
Does it change if I tell you that puts him eighth on the highest paid edge rushers behind Nick Bosa?
That's bad. That's terrible.
But the market, y'all got to.
Because, you know, Mike is getting paid a crazy amount, $46 million a year.
Okay.
So he's down at $30 million a year, right under Nick Bosa, who's getting $34 million
a year. Nick Bosa's better. Who's under him?
Trey Hendrickson's under by $1 million, $29 million at eighth, but that was on his 1 year extension deal that he's not on anymore. Okay. Yeah. So he's
Henderson's
just
better.
And he's above Josh Hines Allen.
I'm gonna say this.
$28 million.
Him and
he's getting
nasty.
He's getting $120 million.
Brian Burns
contract.
Is on the Giants.
Oh. $80 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
$80 million.
He's in his seventh. He's entering his eighth year. Next year will be his eighth year. In the seventh season that he has played, he has been healthy.
2 years. Yeah, his rookie season, then his next season, then it's just been. Up
he
and
hasn't
down.
Played over half. He's only played over half a season.
Did he play this whole season?
No, he played eight games.
Yeah, he played
last season. The season before that, he played 9 games.
Yeah, that's not great.
That's what I'm saying. $30 million. That's why I gave it a C.
This is a D plus.
A D plus.
This is a D plus.
If he's healthy, does it change? If he stays healthy the whole next season,
if he's healthy, it'll be a B plus.
Okay.
Dang.
But
okay, I'm not mad at it.
But if history is anything,
repeats itself,
he's not gonna be healthy next season.
Okay, I feel that.
Next thing is a Colts re-signing Alec Pierce. This is by contract value. $114 million over 4 years. And he gets $60 million as a signing bonus. It's an average annual value of $28.5 million a year.
A-minus.
Traded Michael.
A-minus.
I give him a C, bro.
A-minus. That's a lot of money for Alec Pierce.
The only reason I say A-minus is just because.
That puts him on par with T. Higgins. Is he T. Higgins good?
Okay, I don't think he's that good. But he had a solid year, so I feel like. Sometimes you gotta. It's one of those situations where it's like you don't want to lose both, so you gotta feel good losing one. Like Pittman, we were gonna have to pay him more than we're probably gonna pay Alec Pierce. So I say about A-. If he's consistent, then that contract looks a little bit better. And
let me give you the stats. Okay. 47 receptions, 1,003 yards, 6 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
His average catch was 21.3, so he's the deep threat guy. That's his game.
It's solid.
But a $28.5 million for 1,000 yards?
But Wes, you add a little bit of
wide receiver one.
Now he is wide receiver one. Now he's gonna run different routes.
You're sharing the ball with Pittman. You're sharing the ball with Tyler Warren.
I'm talking
about last year. You're sharing with Pittman. You're sharing with Tyler Warren, you're sharing with Jonathan Taylor,
But now he's the number one guy, and I'm like, so I don't know if I trust him to be number one guy.
I expect to go up probably in the 1,100-1,200 range.
But I see him as a Jameson Williams type. He's the deep threat. He stretches
J-Mo.
The field. He runs that dig.
About 25, something like that, 25. Something like that.
My only thing was at 26.
26. You're right.
Okay, so that.
Okay. Maybe it's a better deal. Maybe it's a better deal than I thought.
Maybe A minus might be a little. I think
J-Mo's
a little
better.
J-Mo definitely
J-Mo's better.
Better.
Maybe A minus might be a little. But I just think for the Colts, you at least keep one receiver.
And you know what? They lost their quarterback. 2/3 of the way through the
season.
So, I'll give it a little grace. I think this trade is okay.
I think it's B-. I think it's okay.
Yeah, B-.
So y'all say B-? Okay.
The value, he was going to get paid that money regardless. Because a lot of teams were eyeing him, trying to get him away from
the
Colts.
Steelers.
My only thing is now, because Daniel Jones is kind of a free agent.
No, they re-signed him.
No, they re-signed him to a 2-year deal.
I thought he got tagged.
No, they didn't.
But they got tagged.
Transition tagged,
I
believe.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a restricted free agent, basically. For NBA people.
But I think next year, that could be, if they don't want to keep him next year, I feel like they can go get a draft.
He asking for $50 million.
Yeah,
no, he need a Baker contract. He need a Baker contract, man.
I wouldn't even go that far, honestly. I would say, let's see what your value actually is, and then I'm looking at.
Well, he's trying to get Tua. He's trying to get that money guaranteed and then stop playing good.
But nah, I'm looking at the draft next year for quarterbacks. I'm like, we don't really need you. We can take a chance on somebody else.
They don't have their first round picks, though, because they traded it for Sauce.
Oh, they did trade it for Sauce.
That's true.
It could be a steal in that quarterback class, though.
Listen,
that goes second round.
This next signing hurts my heart, man. Tyler Linderbaum to the Raiders.
Yeah.
$81 million contract. $27 million a year.
That's
$60 million signing
the
bonus.
Most
that's
money a center has ever made.
He's
worth the money.
That's an A.
He is. It's a great, great
a
move.
Plus,
that's an A.
Everybody knows I'm a Ravens fan, man. I'm gonna miss him, but I'm glad he got his bread. I'm happy for Fernando Mendoza.
Yes.
And Jenty now.
And Jenty. Jenty was having
a
rough
struggling.
Year.
Now I like what the Raiders are kind of doing. You got Colton Miller. Now you got Tyler. Now your O-line's getting better.
Paying for the O-line.
Exactly.
I would much rather prefer you pay for it than draft it.
Now you get Mendoza. Mm-hmm. You get somebody else with your Ravens pick.
Yeah.
So
now
they have pick 14, right?
Huh?
They have 1 14. And 14.
Yeah, so
they just signed Jalen Naylor.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now you get Mendoza. You probably get another receiver. Probably if Mekhi Lemon's still there, or like Jordan Tite, if they're still there, you get one of those, and then you just keep building young.
So I think we're all going to agree. My grade is an A+.
I give it an A.
I give it an A.
I give it an A.
A.
All right, next one. Wandell Robinson signs with the Titans. 4 years, $78 million, $20 million just under annual, and he got a $38 million signing bonus.
Oh, which is guaranteed? How much is guaranteed?
He's not guaranteed anything.
Dang.
$38 million signing bonus?
Yep.
I give it a B.
He's not guaranteed anything?
No.
Yeah, I give it a B. It's a...
Alec Pierce is guaranteed $60 million, though.
I see what the Titans are kind of doing.
Yeah. Yeah, the Titans, I get it. They want a weapon for Cam. And that's what we wanted for in our drafts. Our draft showed that in our new upcoming segment. You know, we talked about it. We were like, do we want to reach for an O-lineman? Do we want to get some defense? Or do we want to get Cam a weapon? They opted to get Cam a weapon in free agency. But like I was talking about off the pod, is Wandale Robinson showing you enough to get $20 million a year?
I think he's a good safety blanket.
Honestly, I thought kind
of
like
in terms of like a actual threat, nah. But for Cam Ward to be pressured and, you know what I'm saying, just need to get the ball out there. Wandale Robinson, basically led the league in receptions or something like that. So I think it's a good safety value. $37 million, nothing guaranteed. He basically has to play his way into the contract. I'm not mad at it.
And the Titans have got two corners in free agency so far. So, you know.
They signed somebody else, too.
Yeah, they got Alante Taylor. They got another corner. Like, they're building. I'm just waiting on that. That main star that they get.
Let me give you the stats, man. So he was the number one guy from us this season because Malik Nabers went down.
For a few weeks.
92 catches, 1,014 yards, 4 touchdowns.
That's solid, you know.
You know,
considering with the quarter, you got to think, you're switching from Jameis to Jackson Dart to Russell Wilson. Like, it wasn't really consistent quarterback play.
Yeah, and it's harder to see these numbers and think receiver because, you know, the cap is skyrocketing and people are getting paid more and more and more. So it's probably going to end up being a good contract for them, even though it does look like a hefty price tag, you know, off the rip. So what are we giving this signing?
I give it a B.
For Wandale?
Yeah.
I'll probably get a B minus.
I give it a B plus.
Okay.
And B.
He's bad with his coach, too.
Oh, yeah. They signed John Franklin Myers.
See, they're building that defense.
Shout out to Sala.
I'll give it a B minus.
Okay.
Next signing. This signing, not my favorite structure, but I'm glad they got him. Malik Willis to the Dolphins for 3 years.
Why is it not your favorite
structure? $67.5 million.
67?
$22 million in annual value.
Is guaranteed.
That's an A+.
Not bad at all.
That's an A+.
People
in my
thought
book.
He was going to go for way more.
$22.5 guaranteed, $45 million, or $42.5 guaranteed. And then 21 annual value.
I'm with Bounds, bro. That's an A+.
That's a steal, honestly.
That's not a steal.
I might get this a D. This is not. I might get this a D+. Honestly,
let me tell you why. I don't love the structure. I don't love the structure.
Let me tell you why. I, in a sense, all right, we know the Dolphins aren't trying to compete. So, in a sense, you got rid of Tua. So, in my eyes, I would just go get me a backup for 1 year, tank. Go in the next year, then go get me a franchise quarterback.
Did you not see how he played last year?
He could be a
franchise quarterback.
I don't think they're trying to tank is what I'm trying to get at.
Exactly.
Why would you not want to tank?
This signing doesn't give me tank.
Oh, wait. Something did just happen. Speaking of the Dolphins, Tua's actually going to the Falcons on a 1 year deal.
That is the worst. That's a move. That's a terrorist.
That's a move that shows we are not trying to win.
Bro, there's so much money in quarterbacks right now.
All
right,
so now we got Tua, Penix. Well, that's, they got rid of Kirk Cousins. So now we got Tua and Penix.
Hey, let me tell you
something. Two lefties that can't stay healthy. That's what we got now.
The Falcons, I don't know what they're thinking.
Atlanta Hospital going to go crazy.
And they've been rumored to trade for Dylan Gabriel, bro.
No way. Stefanski lost his
left hand quarterbacks, bro.
Oh, my word. Two lefties. And you don't know which one you would even start in a sense, bro.
Who's going to stay healthy the longest is the question. Is that official? Where's that at?
That's Adam Schefter. He posted it.
Oh, my God.
So you know that's official. If him or here,
Adam Schefter know he's at, man. What's going on?
Hey, I get mine on Twitter quick.
I thought I had my notice on Twitter.
Man, Wes, first day of free agency, bro, you got to have them be the only notifications you get.
Listen,
I got to text my people, bro.
we'll talk about that in a second, but I want to talk about my Malik Willis take, right? So I think 3 years is a little weird because they guaranteed him $45 million, right? They're going to be stuck if Malik Willis doesn't perform like he should, because let's be honest, he hasn't had a sustained amount of time playing at a high level.
Right.
Like, he finished out that last season. Actually, he didn't even finish out the season. He played like three games until Jay Love came back.
85% completion.
He had a great game.
He had a
422 passing.
No, he had
but
a great
I feel like
five total touchdowns. Three. Five total touchdowns, no interceptions.
Those are like amazing stats. Those are good stats. 85% That's really good.
3-year deal.
422 over three games? Four games?
But the money isn't crazy. Imagine
it's
if he's
not
good.
Crazy.
If
it's
he's
like 160 a game.
That's chump change. If he's good and like can be a sustainable starter, this is a crazy contract for a
I would rather giving him $1 million, $30 million, more money.
I wouldn't even do that.
Right now he is the 20th, the 21st highest paid quarterback in the NFL with that contract.
But they're stuck with him, though.
No, they're not.
They guaranteed him
Nobody's
money.
Gonna
they're stuck with a certain amount.
Here's the thing. If you're
the thing is, this has a high success rate.
It does have a high upside. That's why I'm not. I don't hate it.
I don't
but
I
wouldn't have done it like this.
I don't like.
I didn't give it a D.
I really don't like it. I give it a B minus.
It's an A.
This is a phenomenal contract.
By the way,
I don't like it.
By the way, the Tua deal is just a 1-year deal.
I know.
And how much is he getting paid in that 1 year?
Probably
he's still getting paid from
probably
the Dolphins.
Probably like a vet minimum, so probably, probably most likely.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, because he is taking most of his pay from the
he's
Dolphins.
So it's like a 98
but that's also my problem with it. It's like, what if Malik Willis isn't that good? Now you might lose even more dead money just getting rid of him.
That's
then.
Exactly
See, that's
what
the
I
thing.
Was
Y'all
thinking.
Y'all are thinking so negatively about this deal.
He's a career backup. Like,
no, he's
I mean,
not. No,
he had 1 year starting, and it wasn't on the Titans?
Yeah, it was on the
yes,
Titans.
But, and that wasn't even that
Wasn't he a first-round pick, or am I tripping?
He would.
I think it was a first
round.
I think it was a late first. Was he the Kenny Pickett class?
Probably. Yeah.
He was either an early second or a late first. Yeah. Kenny Pickett went late in the first.
Like, bro, he still got all the talent in the world.
Exactly.
The Dolphins aren't
man.
A horrible situation.
I wouldn't do it, man.
And he's staying with his offensive coordinator because they hired the Packers offensive coordinator.
I'm not mad at
third
it.
Third round draft pick.
I think it's a third round. Yeah, I think it's a little either too many years or too much guaranteed. If you're gonna like do it like this, less guaranteed or less years.
No, but if it was less years and he balls out next year, then they're gonna be like, dang, we gotta give him some more money.
No,
you
really?
Can
I would have did.
You think they're a Super Bowl contender if they? But if he balls out next year, even if he balls
I'm
out,
not saying
they're
not
good.
A Super Bowl contender, playoff? But they have exactly playoffs. They have
they're
money.
Not going to play
they have draft
AFC
picks.
Real competitive.
They're
like
not,
in the mid-level.
That's what they said this past year before everybody got hurt. And what happened?
He was still competitive.
Man,
it was,
Waddle and, to Willis. Willis to Waddle going to be crazy, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
saying.
It'll be good.
Bro,
he has
no.
a big arm.
I think, in
Massive
a sense, I would have did a Baker too. Or like a Sam Darnold type of situation. I'll sign you for a year. If you prove yourself, okay, now we'll sign you for more money.
Is it crazy? Never mind.
It's an okay deal. Some people disagree.
Is it crazy to say he's not better than Baker Mayfield?
Man,
not Malik Willis? Yeah, he's not better.
I think he's better.
I think he can be better. So. Baker be falling off.
That's what I'm saying.
Season,
I think he's
bro.
Think
Baker
he's,
at the start was like the MVP.
At the start,
Baker at the start.
No, Baker's
start.
Offense fell apart. Got injured. His defense
yeah.
was terrible.
Yeah, like
got injured.
Went down.
That wasn't all Baker.
Chris
no, Godwin went
it
down.
Is on
like,
Baker. Baker does this every single
yeah, but
year.
Quarterback.
Bro.
How?
Exactly.
Quarterbacks
year,
can
I'm
make,
telling you,
can make something out of nothing with their situation.
I wouldn't blame
it
on Baker. Next line of
division when the top team won 8 games.
John Franklin Myers to the Titans. $63 million on 3 years. $21 million a year. $42 million guaranteed.
I love what the Titans are doing. Bro.
I kind of looked at it as like a Milton Williams situation. You had a good year. Now you go to a rebuilding team in a sense and kind of build up their defense. It's solid. Yeah. Like a B+.
Good move.
I'm glad they're spending the money. You got to be willing to spend the money to get the team back on track. Because right now they need a lot of help. But okay, so let's give that a quick grade.
B+.
B+.
Yeah.
Get an A-.
B.
Josh.
B.
Okay. Next signing, David Edwards, offensive lineman.
Saints.
4 years, $61 million. Yeah, he went to the Saints. And his average of $15 million a year.
Ooh. Chris, your take.
You know,
I don't know.
He's a solid old lineman. I think we got Kelvin Banks, we got Caesar, now we got him. The old lineman's getting put together a little bit. So I get us about probably in a range like what I gave last grade, like a B+. We just gonna have to see how it turns out.
Okay. So everybody give a grade. I want this couple ones to be quick.
I'll go B. Yeah, I'll go B.
B. Okay. Yeah.
I like what the Saints
C+.
Doing.
Yeah.
You know, they just I don't like the quarterback situation.
I don't love the quarterback
situation. Man, he low key a dog bro. Though.
He bought out against some terrible teams at the end of the year.
Okay, bro, don't do that, bro.
That's
what
happened.
We were a terrible team, bro. So you play who's in front of you, man.
I'm not saying that you that
how do you get
I'm just saying that he doesn't
football.
Make it. I don't know.
How do you
I
get excited laugh. For Magic basketball, bro? We're not doing this.
Alante Taylor, Titans, corner.
Like that.
3 years, $60 million.
F.
Like
see, we saying a lot of Titans, bro. Titans.
$42 million guaranteed.
They spend that
give
money.
Me the F.
They're going to win a division next year.
Giving it an F?
I'm giving it an F.
They're the Saints fan doesn't like Alante Taylor.
Why did he leave my team?
Worst to first. It's always a team that does it.
Here is some big news, man. Mike Evans signing with the 49ers, 3 years, $60 million, $20 million a year.
That's an A.
I don't like
You don't like
I'm
it?
I'm not.
Because you got to go somewhere with a good with a quarterback that's going to get you the ball.
You don't think he's going to get them the ball?
I
think
easily farm him the ball.
Oh, so you think they're going to give CMC the ball a lot?
I think Brock Purdy is vastly overrated. I think they should have stuck with Sam Darnold or Mac Jones. I think they're better quarterbacks for the Shanahan system. That's just me, though.
I completely disagree.
I mean, Brock Purdy's probably...
I didn't go that far.
What, at the lowest, what, top 12?
No, he's like...
He's top 15.
He's bottom 12.
Really?
I think he's top 15.
He's probably like 9.
He's bottom 12.
9?
He could be top 10.
He's bottom
12. Top
10? Quarterbacks are not good.
If we talked about
it... Top 10?
If we talked it out... He could be top 10 for sure.
No,
he's not top 10.
No,
we don't have to do that.
Are we gonna spend the whole episode on this? Because we can do it.
Easily 10 quarterbacks that's better than Brock Purdy.
Hey, but we're scratching stuff off the top.
There are 20 quarterbacks that I can name that are better than Brock Purdy.
Absolutely not.
I won't say 20.
There's 20 quarterbacks.
I think I can get to 13 to 15, and then that's it.
There's no difference between Brock Purdy and Tua Tagovailoa.
Brock Purdy,
mute his mic.
One's left-handed, one's right-handed.
Mike,
Brock Purdy can
you're a senior. You graduate this semester. I really don't want to have to kick you off my podcast, man.
You tripping?
Why?
Bro.
What are you talking about right now?
Brock Purdy is.
What are you talking about right now?
He's had two opportunities to get to us to win a Super Bowl. He hasn't won
him. He went to two Super Bowls.
He doesn't perform in the playoffs. Jimmy Garoppolo got to the Super Bowl.
He got to the
Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo got there too, and they replaced him. Why aren't we doing the same thing with Brock Purdy?
But the same narrative when Drake May fumbled his way to the Super Bowl. This was your narrative, though. Drake May was top 5 when he got to the Super Bowl.
He was.
This man said that on this podcast.
I did.
Is Brock Purdy not top 5 when he gets to the Super Bowl twice?
No, because he lost twice.
He didn't get Drake to the Super Bowl twice.
Once.
He got to the Super Bowl once.
Then Brock Purdy had a chance to redeem himself. He didn't redeem himself. He wet the bed again. He sucks. He's washed.
49ers
he's not good. He's your height, Wes.
He got to the conference championship.
He's your height.
49ers are always
second round.
Now it's an excuse.
Nah, Brock Purdy. I can get the 13 to 15 before.
It's always an excuse.
I say Brock Purdy.
I just disagree, man.
It's always an excuse.
He's definitely not top 10.
Not at all.
Like, no.
That's absurd.
He's in my top 10.
Hold on. I'm going to give him 5, then you give him 5.
All right,
so,
go ahead.
Lamar, Beasley, Pat, Josh, Matt, Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Too easy. I'll go young guys. Jaden Daniels. Dak Prescott.
I already
said that.
You said Matthew Stafford?
Yeah.
Caleb Williams?
Easily.
Drake May?
Easily.
Justin Herbert?
Drake May is not better than
Drake May sucks. I'm sorry, bro.
Drake May got there with a worse.
No, he didn't. Drake May was the problem. Drake May was almost the reason they didn't get there.
You're saying
Drake May sucked.
Wait.
Yeah, Drake May played like trash.
How many times was Drake May on his back? How many times did what's old boy name? Will Campbell get completely?
So we making excuses.
We were just talking about.
That's
you said
excuse.
No excuses.
We're making excuses.
That's not an excuse. Yes, it is.
No,
the 49ers are hurt every single year. They make the playoffs.
No. Wait.
Brock Purdy tore his elbow in the NFC Championship game. Lots of things happened.
Hold on. Let me say one thing. Since you're saying that, okay. Brock, you're gassing this. He went to Super Bowl 1. Let's look at what happened.
I didn't say Sam Darnold.
No. Let's look at what happened for him to get to the Super Bowl.
I didn't say Sam Darnold. Like, he's not top 10.
He is better than him. Baker's better than him, too.
Malik Willis is better than him, yes.
Baker's not that good. I'm telling y'all, Baker's not that good. Bro.
Listen. Look what it took for Brock Purdy to get to Super Bowl. It took the Packers missing one field goal
Jordan
for them to get there.
Drake May, I
will say that.
Had about 20.
And then, let's look at that Lions game. If Dan Campbell just took his point, the Niners are sitting at home.
Jared Goff is better.
Yes.
Go ahead, Bounce. We ain't talk, bro. What's your point?
But nah, for real, though, I do not like this. Like, Purdy, is he one of the elite quarterbacks? No. But he's also not a bad quarterback, though, Trim. Like, he's more so of a middle-of-the-road type of guy. Like, he's not bad. He's not good. He's just in the middle of the road. He's consistent, if you will.
If you're a middle-of-the-road quarterback, there's a lot of middle-of-the-road, middle-of-the-pack quarterbacks. So it's like, at that point, it's on personal preference. And I just don't prefer Brock Purdy's style of play.
He's top 15.
He's top 15. He's top 15.
He's bottom
12.
Bro, the change from Baker to Brock Purdy is not a drastic
difference.
He's bottom
12.
Baker's better than
Brock Purdy has never had a stretch that Brock Purdy...
Baker's not that good.
Brock Purdy has never had a stretch that Baker Mayfield had this past season.
Wait. We see what Brock Purdy looks like with no weapons and no help. He looks dirt. We're not doing double. Like, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That man looked garbage. That man looked garbage when his weapons went down.
Baker be trash for the last six games. Baker fell off so bad, and he does this every year.
A Mecca guy hurt. Chris Godwin was down. What else you want him to do?
Brock Purdy has never had as low as Baker Mayfield.
All right, let me ask you a question. Has Baker ever had a great defense like Brock Purdy has had over his course of his career?
No. Has Baker?
He's never had a top two tight end.
Had a great defense with the Cleveland Browns, by the way.
Great.
Yes, great.
Not to that level.
Yes, great.
Not to that level.
The rage bait is nuts, man.
Let's look at the offensive line too.
Can we talk about Mike Evans? Just talk about Mike Evans as a whole.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like.
What I wanted to talk about Mike Evans is Kyle Shanahan has a talent of getting his weapons the ball.
Absolutely.
And when you have a quarterback like Brock Purdy who can get your weapons the ball. It'll be a great
sometimes.
Fit. So the great.
I
think it's a weird.
CMC
fit.
Just got 1,000 yards catching and running,
fit.
Bro.
It's
like
CMC's a Hall of Famer.
Mike Evans is all of it.
You got three solid receivers.
It's not different. Actually, it's the exact same.
They got IU. They got
Pierce. Not playing
football anymore.
IU Chris. Turn on contract is like not valid right now.
West. You want to say something real quick?
Go for it, Josh. Somebody say something that makes sense.
Hey, but you know what?
What you mean?
I think I see the reason why though the Niners picked up Evans. I think the Niners
don't have any receivers.
I think the Niners are going to use this to finally get rid of Brandon Ayuk.
Contract is bad though, bro.
It is, but I mean,
are they even paying him?
No,
isn't it void?
I think he's gone. I don't think this matters.
He did something
that he broke the
contract.
Broke his legs, so we don't even know.
He doesn't want to play football anymore, bro.
You're probably right.
I hate Brandon Ayuk.
He can go with his twin. He can go with Mike Tomlin.
I think the 49ers offense. I mean, Mike Evans can work anywhere. He's a Hall of Famer. It's going to be weird seeing him on different offense. Kyle Shanahan knows how to get his weapons available. Just, I don't know. When I look at the 49ers, I think of more guys like yard after catch guys. And Mike Evans, of course, can do that. But, like,
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a little bit older. 49ers run a very fast offense. Like, it's going to work out. But I thought it was a little weird.
I don't think it'll be his best season ever, but I think he'll touch the ball.
I say a B+. You know, it's not like you got him for, like, you paid him, like, a whole bunch. Like, you got him for $20 million. Like, that's not crazy.
It looks like he's going to finish his career out because 3 years?
Probably.
How old is he, man?
Now, here's the thing. One thing we probably got to look out for him is there are reports of them saying that they're going to trade Trent Williams, so we got to look out.
I don't know
if
what's
going
on with that.
Trent
needs
to retire.
Crazy.
I would never think they would get rid of Trent Williams. But.
I wouldn't, but like he's expensive. Mm-hmm.
And he's like 36, right?
Yeah, he's real old.
He's elite.
Yeah, he still is elite. Probably the best.
Yeah,
best left tackle in football. But
it's a Hall of Famer, bro.
Yeah, for sure. But
37.
But we'll
Buddy
see.
Was, born in the '80s, bro.
He's 37. Goodness, Jesus. Bro.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with him. We'll see what they do.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Next signing: Travis Etienne to the Saints.
That is a
plus. 4 years, $52 million.
I didn't like it.
$13 million a year.
That is a plus.
I didn't like it.
Listen, they need a running back. Because AK's getting old.
And we ain't got nobody.
And then
else.
I was suggesting they shouldn't go Jeremiah Love with their pick. They should go defense. And this seems to confirm that thought because they're getting a running back who's a Pro Bowler. I don't know if he was this year, but he was really good this year.
I think it was last year.
But he's a former Pro Bowler.
This might have been his, but he had a really good season.
He did have a good season. And he's a threat in a run and pass game, which I like. That's a very Saints thing to do with their
offense.
He's like
a younger AK
Kamara-like.
So I like it. He's not too expensive. $13 million is about a running back salary. You know, running backs don't get paid too much unless you're CMC. So it's a pretty good signing.
I see what we did. You know, a few years ago when AK was like a rookie or second year when we had him and Mark Ingram. You know, it's like passing the torch now. Here you go.
I like the move. I definitely did think they were a team that was going to get Jeremiah Love. I'm very curious where Jeremiah Love's draft stock is because the Chiefs and Saints now both got a running back. I'm not saying they still can't draft Jeremiah Love, but like maybe they knew that he might be going a little bit earlier than their picks. But ultimately, I give it like a B. It's a good move.
All right, jumping around a little bit because I want to talk about running backs. Kenneth Walker, Super Bowl MVP, $43 million a year to the Chiefs. 3 years, average contract value of $14.3
that's
million.
That's cheap, honestly.
$8 million guaranteed.
I think that's an A in my book.
That's an A+.
That's an A+, bro. I thought he was going to get 20s in the 20s, honestly.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
It's cheap. He's only 25 years old.
Pacheco can take a back seat now.
Pacheco can take a back seat, but he can still be like a power back. I don't mind that,
third
at all.
That third and short, that's probably what you want him in.
Yeah, because Pacheco ran like the ground mad at him.
When's the last time the Chiefs had a good running back? Probably
Pacheco's rookie year. Pacheco had a great rookie year. Yeah, Jack McKinnon was like a really good receiving back.
Yeah, Jared was like that.
Clyde had a really good rookie year, and then it fell off.
Yeah, Damian Williams too. He
Damian
was
Williams was really
so
good for a little
bit.
So
the best running back in the Patrick Mahomes era?
Probably.
Yes. Probably the best running back they've had since. No, I don't want to say. Because
they've had just one year of good.
Did Mahomes and Kareem Hunt play together?
Yes. They did. Yeah. They just played Kareem Hunt, this year and last year.
Kareem Hunt.
He was like their third and short.
Yeah, not last year. I meant
2018,
yeah,
I believe, was Kareem Hunt's best year, which was Mahomes' MVP year.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. But no, I think, man, that's crazy. I think the Chiefs are back. I ain't gonna lie, they got two first round picks too.
The Chiefs
were
always back; they never left.
Well, no, people were saying this up with the Chiefs.
Yeah. I ain't think they were moving on. You got that guy that wears 15.
No,
bro.
Sam,
that
light skinned demon.
Draft defense too. They got two first round picks still. They could go get another weapon if they wanted to. I love the move.
They probably do go defense in the draft.
They got to get a cornerback.
Yeah,
Got to get a corner. Yeah. All right, next one up. Isaiah Likely to the Giants.
That's an
3 years, $40 million.
That is an A plus.
$13 million a year.
Seen that coming.
That's an A plus.
Are we going to do all the moves?
Not all of them, but just names that we recognize, stuff like that.
So now you have Neighbors. You got Likely. You got Jackson Dart. Cam Scottable will be back next year with Tyrone Tracy as well.
They
got
to get another wide receiver.
Yeah, they get another wide receiver.
Wide receiver room crowded.
Yeah.
Unless they don't re-sign Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown. Isn't he?
Brown's on the Giants? I didn't even know that.
I've been talking about the Chiefs.
I think for the Giants, you go receiver. I think you go get a receiver. Honestly, why not go pay Jalen Waddle? See, because I think Jalen Waddle probably would be out of Miami if the price is right. So I'd go pay him, and then you go defense in the draft, and you keep building.
Yeah, but the Giants are getting sneaky, man. They're trying to
compete
for the playoffs.
This could be a team in the next 1 to 2 years where – we're talking about him in the playoff contention.
Isaiah Likely gets to, flex a little bit, be the number one tight end for once, get to see him really schemed up.
Yep.
And they signed Tremaine Edmonds on the defensive side.
Yep. And I think I had him picking Sonny Styles. They pissed. So now that front D-line, that's good. That's already a problem in itself. And now you got the Giants.
Oh, they're going to get Caleb Downs, bro.
I like that as well, too.
They're going to be nasty, bro.
They're going to be a problem in 1 to 2 years for sure.
Next. So can we move on?
We've been on the NFL for a little minute.
Let's talk about some college basketball.
Who running the show?
Oh, my fault, Captain.
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 We gotta do reload and rebuild.
Yeah, we gotta do it in a second. My favorite signing of this year, just because of what happened last season for real. John Simpson to the Ravens, guard out of the Jets, 3 years, $30 million. Falala, please leave.
That man Stan, bro. You just got to deal with it.
No, Falala is not playing on my team again, bro.
I guarantee he will.
Why, bro? We just signed a guard. Falala is gone.
Just watch, bro.
He'll never be on my team again.
I'm telling you what's going to happen,
never
bro.
Be on my team again. But that takes us to our new segment, Reload or Rebuild. We are drafting the first round of the NFL draft. We are on pick 10. Who's pick 10?
Bengals.
Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals. Who are we taking, fellas?
Go ahead, Trey.
I have the Cincinnati Bengals taking... Interesting question.
Hey, man, this was on the rundown a long time ago.
No, I know. I just, my mock draft's not loading up. I have the Cincinnati Bengals taking Francis Maugawa.
Like it.
Oh, he's not already
Miami.
Gone?
Nah, I didn't have him gone.
Okay.
Because I took Fano earlier.
Oh, you did.
All right,
JB.
I don't know. Come back to me.
Come on now, fellas. No way we were rushing to get to this segment and niggas weren't ready.
I knew I was taking a cornerback.
Thank you. Now you probably just heard yourself editing because of that.
Who?
You hear what you just said?
Now, I know what I said. Jamal, take it out.
Oh, Jamal. All right.
Jamal is editing.
Yeah, you're right. I said, and this is probably a high pick, but I said they get Keldrick Fult. With Henderson.
Not overly high.
Okay. Yeah, with Henderson leaving, and we know that defense is dirt. So now you go get you pair him with Shamar Stewart. And now you got at least young edge rushers who, seem a little bit promising.
Josh?
For me, this is where I think I'll use either my David Bailey or Arvil Reese pick. Cause
you think they're falling to 10?
You haven't took them yet?
No, not yet.
You don't know, ball.
Arvel Reese?
You think Arvel Reese is falling out of top five?
Now, if you said Reuben Bain because he slid because of his arms, that's one thing.
But Arvel Reese and David Bailey are so good.
Reuben Bain's not sliding.
Like, David Bailey's supposed to go like 4 through 6.
Did I say? I can't remember.
To 10? 10 is, oh my gosh. All right.
Are you sticking with that, Josh?
Are you insane?
Hey, I'll stick with it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Hey.
Okay.
Oh, no, you are wrong.
I mean, that's fine. JB, let's get yours in.
I can't remember who I took, so I'm going to just say Delane or an edge if I haven't already taken them. But I think they definitely go defense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wes, who you got?
They definitely go defense for sure. I think I mocked up Mansoor Delane out of LSU.
Y'all going corner, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, their secondary is pretty bad.
Their whole defense is bad.
Their defense is dirt, bro.
And I took all my edge rushers already, I believe. And I took Sonny Styles, too. So, yeah, I think that's what's left.
Okay.
The Dolphins at 11.
I got Mansoor Delane.
Okay.
Same.
I think I'm going to have him take O-Tackle. What's his name from Georgia? Monroe?
I know you're talking about.
I forgot his last name, but he's been flying up after a great combine, especially after getting Malik Willis. I think they want to protect the quarterback. So, that's who I got.
I'm going to go with Mekhi Lemon. I think I'm low-key predicting them to – I'm predicting them to lose either one of Tyreek or Jalen, so I think they go another receiver.
Why would they lose Waddle? Am I missing something?
No.
Is this contract not up?
Or am I just to Waddle?
No, he's...
I thought he was under contract.
I'm pretty sure he's
still under contract.
Because they extended him.
Okay, you might... Then maybe I'm assuming...
But they're definitely losing Tyreek Hill, for sure.
Yeah, Tyreek might be gone.
He signed a 3-year, $84.75 million contract in 2024.
You're right. All right, so yeah, they'll probably lose Tyreek. And now you'll have...
Yeah, Tyreek's probably... He's already gone.
Yeah, Lemon. Yeah, you'll have Lemon and Waddle now.
Josh?
You know what? I'll probably have to go probably with Keldrick Falk.
Keldrick Falk. Where's he out of again?
Auburn.
Right. Okay.
Who is the edge rusher? Chop and who else?
Yeah.
Who, the Dolphins?
Yeah, Chop Robinson and who else?
They got somebody.
Not really, though. Like,
Chop Robinson. They just traded Minka, so I can't say him.
For a 7th-round pick.
Golly.
Minka's a little expensive, and he's old.
Yeah. 7th?
Hey, man. Who
the hell? Yeah, 7th is like, nothing.
That's a little nuts, bro.
But his contract was like $18 million. So it's like it's really just a drop of some cash. They're just freeing up some space. That's how they signed Malik Willis.
Oh, they got Kenneth Grant. He's been pretty solid.
All right, Cowboys at 12.
Sonny Styles, that's where I got him going.
You got Sonny dropping.
Sonny Styles hasn't got off the board for you yet? Ooh,
no.
Okay.
I don't think he's gone off the board for me. Am I tripping?
I thought we had Sonny Styles going like almost top five.
I had Sonny Styles top five.
Did y'all have him go to the Giants?
I did.
No, I had Caleb Downs going to the Giants.
I think I had Caleb Downs going to the Giants.
I had Sonny Styles going to the Giants.
I had him going. I had Caleb Downs going to the
Giants.
I think
I had Sonny Styles to the Commanders.
Yeah, you said Sonny to the you had him going pretty early. I don't have him going that.
Bro, I don't think I said his name.
Okay, well, JB with Sonny Styles to the Cowboys. That's not a terrible pick.
Yeah, I don't think I've taken him, so I'm gonna stay with there. Yeah, Sonny
Chris?
Styles.
Mansoor Delane.
Okay.
Since they just got all them pieces, now this is where they go get a corner.
Josh?
Honestly, I'm not mad with the Delane pick or maybe German McCoy from Tennessee.
Okay.
Not mad at it. Okay. His injury did make him fall, though, a little bit.
All right. Well, that was reload or rebuild, fellas. Now we're going to be talking about some college basketball really quick. And the biggest thing going on right now is will Miami, Ohio make the dance? Because they're 31-0. They're the only undefeated team in FBS right now. So what do you think should happen? Do you think they should make it? Like, regardless if they will make it, do you think they should because they went 31-0?
They have to win their conference.
Indubitably.
They should definitely make it.
They should make it. But as I said again, let them make it.
The conference, though.
Yeah, let them. Yeah, they gotta win their conference.
I'm
let
sure
them
they
in,
will.
And then, like I said, next year put them in the American and see how they hold up against like different talent. Now,
yeah, they should definitely be allowed them because it's not easy going undefeated like that. Despite being a weak conference, again, 31-0 is 31-0. You put them in there. If they get blown out, they get blown out. If they go far, they go far. What does it hurt you putting them in?
I don't know. Committee really doesn't feel like it, man. It's been an issue for a long time. The Miami, Ohio coach came out, did a press conference, and he was just like, we're undefeated, put us in. And it's been a discussion for Chiefs just signed. Cardinals just signed.
Cardinals got him for $8 million.
Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew.
Oh.
I ain't even want to.
Is that the
that
quarterback
up
of the future?
Yeah, that's the team that shows we're not trying to win.
They still got Jacoby. They still got Jacoby Brissett, don't they?
They're not trying to win.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they probably do. Got
they got me and you back there. They trying to go get Arch or.
Hey man, Sellers. Shout out Arch.
Draft Drew Aller though. That's a you know.
Not mad at that.
That'll get y'all there.
All right, fellas. The NBA is in full swing. We're back to the second half of the season.
Yes, sir.
Jason Tatum came back, like the rumors said, on Friday night. He dropped 15 points. Mm-hmm. Then he dropped 20 points in 27 minutes over the weekend. If you're the Celtics, are you still ramping him up? Are you still letting him play a lot of minutes? Or are you, like, sitting him down for the playoffs? What are you doing? Like, you just let him play?
You let him hoop.
You let him hoop.
Because they're gonna run through the Eastern Conference and make it to the finals.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm not going to lie, bro. We played them. The score looks a lot better than what it was. They blew us out, bro. And Jason Tatum was so good about him. He's not just a scorer. He can rebound.
He can play make.
He play make, defends. Like,
it's like the Celtics
he can do it all.
Are Celtics going to win the East.
I think they are, too.
And he's and we're both fans of Eastern Conference teams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As much
but we know we have a Pistons guy over there who thinks they're just the best thing since
on,
the 2015.
Hey, by the way, your hold team on. Has looked terrible.
Hey,
over
let me talk.
Weeks.
Let me talk.
He just
let me
blew
talk.
Out.
Let me talk.
It's been, bro. It's been a couple weeks.
Look, why you said it like that, bro? Sorry. Why you said it like that?
Hey, I'll take my L like a man. We have looked bad, and then the fact that the Celtics now have Tatum back and he's looking like his former self, I do not really like our chances. As much as I hate to say it. Trim, I think you called it. We do look like the Atlanta Hawks that one year where they were number one.
But when I say it, I'm the one that don't know.
I'm still. I ain't gonna lie. I'm still.
You're still a Magic fan, so. But I mean,
what did that have to do with the take though? Y'all suck.
Like, you guys suck too. Crazy. So I mean, we're both in the same boat. But
we're
on
a 4-game win streak.
It is what it is.
Y'all don't have other ball handlers.
Can we kind of? I mean, the last two games look bad. But
no
like,
ball handlers, no shooters outside of Duncan Robinson. What Herter?
Shut up, 3-point shooting wise, we are struggling.
Bro, y'all are missing Malik Beasley so bad.
Y'all are gonna get picked on in the
doing
playoffs.
His stuff.
Beasley just need to stick to basketball and not doing all those other off of court issues, man.
Y'all just need more, bro.
I think the Celtics, they are like over the past two games, they have looked great. I think with Tatum, I think you play him out until you lock up like your seating, and then you sit him for like a couple games, and then you just go into the playoffs, and then. We'll see. I think this is a team who could get to the finals, but I think they lose in the conference finals.
What's the point of sending him though if he's already been playing?
You
the
do
first,
that.
He played the first two games.
All the teams in the NBA when they lock up like their
you're
first
saying
seed,
once they lock it up.
Yeah, once they lock up like the second seed, then it's like okay, let's sit everybody, let's give him extra rest to
but
get back right.
They're this close to getting the top seed, so I mean, I might as well. They're 2.5 games back, and the Pistons aren't playing their best basketball.
You obviously try to get the best seed you can, but I'm saying when it's like confirmed of, okay, this is where, when you can't move up or down, now it's, okay, let's sit everybody, and now let's go into the playoffs good. And they're going to get extra rest just because they got a weight of who's going to be the 7th seed with the play-in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Cavs beating them in 6.
Cavs, y'all are getting smoked in 5.
By the Pistons? You want to put money on it?
Ooh, by the Pistons?
He said
you y'all getting smoked in 6 easily, bro. They got smoked by the Knicks with Randall. And,
by
man,
the way, that was
here.
4 years ago. What are we talking about?
It don't matter, bro. It's the same team.
Oh, my word.
You just got Harden now. That's
it's
it.
That's not the same team.
We have Keon Ellis now. Deion.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Keon Ellis. Dennis Schroeder.
Jalen Tyson wasn't there. It's
Dre
not the
Hunter.
Same team. Actually, you don't know ball, Chris.
Who don't defender. Know ball? JB, what you haven't. You're the last ring you have. All the diamonds came off, bro.
Oh.
Bron coming back and we win another.
Bron is not coming back.
I'm not tripping regardless, bro.
Bron is not coming back.
Bron is definitely not coming back.
Bron's not coming back, though. Bron is
definitely coming back.
Let's see if you guys can cover beating the Sixers tonight. You're favored by 14.
So are we. Are we saying that the Celtics, now that they have JT back and they were already holding their own, already being a top seed in the East, are we predicting them to come out of the East?
I'm not.
100%.
I'm not.
I think I am.
These two can't. Oh, so you're not putting faith in your Cavs no more.
Not against the Celtics, no.
We'll just have to see, man.
I'm not picking Celtics.
Y'all on a 4-game losing streak.
Like I said, we'll just have to see. Already Pistons have made me lose confidence, but we'll just see.
You're
just
in the first seed. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not picking the Celtics yet.
He about to jump the Magic in the standings?
I told you, I'm standing on that Pistons thing, bro. I think that.
You're like
35-28? I think they're coming out the.
Yeah.
We played two more games. We're 36-29.
Are you scared at all?
Y'all played
tonight,
right? Y'all played out.
Scared of who?
Are you scared of the Hornets beating you in the first round?
No, who?
The Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, yeah, the Hornets are hot.
No,
I'm not
afraid. 20-1 when healthy?
Then, yeah. No.
Again, I'm not too afraid. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't intrigued. Mm. But afraid, no.
And we play the Cavs tomorrow. So we both have to win.
We just have two separate conversations?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm about to with the Heat are about to jump the Magic in the standings.
They're not, though.
I think we're about to play them.
Bro, the Heat,
yeah, we play the Magic.
Get their yearly invitational to the play-in, and then we'll just get.
We're the seventh seed. We're about to be the sixth.
But I'm saying
we beat the Wizards. We're the sixth seed.
Yeah, but if we beat the Cavs, we stay the sixth seed.
Yeah, well, but you're not. That's a big if.
You're not gonna beat the Cavs.
That's a big if.
I know the Cavs be up and down. Man. You never know.
No,
with
we
them.
Don't.
Yes, y'all do.
Y'all just got good. The Magic
be up and down.
We lost one game.
And we're talking about an up and down team. The Magic are an up and down team.
We're on a 7-game win streak.
Right, but then what happens when Paolo loses his jump shot?
On a 7-game
He doesn't. Since the All-Star break, he's been a top 10 player in basketball.
But what happened when he sees it clank for his first shot up?
Before y'all beat the Pistons and Nets,
most streaky shooter we all got.
We lost to the Pistons, the Bucks. Y'all smoked the Knicks. I give y'all that. We came in there and we beat y'all easily.
We're way off topic, though.
What a great episode.
We were just flowing, you know. I'm going to let it happen, have a good hoops, you know. Just let it talk. But this brings us to our favorite part of the podcast.
Wimby for MVP.
Oh, my Lord. They have won 12 games in a row. I give
Wimby for MVP.
Oh, we're not going to be here next week either.
No, we're not.
Oh, we're not.
Tell the listeners, bro. Yeah. Spring break.
Listeners, man, it's spring break. The Playmakers are going to be out of the studio. Y'all won't get an episode from us. I know you all are so terribly sad, but... it is what it is. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. I want to shout out God, my Lord and Savior. I want to shout out my family. I want to shout out the Playmakers, the young Bulls that will be taking our spot soon, all that good stuff.
First and foremost, got to give all glory to the man above. You know, without him, we wouldn't be able to do what we do every day, do what we love. Got to give a shout out to the Orlando Magic. You know, hopefully when we come back in 2 weeks, that the Orlando Magic should be the fifth seed. And, you know, hopefully in a race for a top four seed. But, you know, who knows?
That's also, the Heat spot, bro.
No, it's not.
The battle of the mid.
All right, man.
You're right there. But other than that, man, shout out P5. Team. Since All-Star break, he's been hooping. But, yeah.
PB no J.
PB all J.
Of course, shout out to God. Shout out to our fellow playmaker, Autumn. Just joined Delta Sigma Theta. Shout out to her.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, I'm going to keep saying your name, Kyle Bisinga, bro. Prayers to his family. And, yeah.
Shout out to God. Shout out to my family. Shout out to my city. Shout out to Travis Etienne, man. Welcome to New Orleans.
Alrighty. First and foremost, got to give a shout out to God. And then, next, got to give a shout out to my family. Thank you guys for the support. And then, shout out to the Playmakers, those who will be staying here, and for those of you who will be leaving. Love you guys and appreciate y'all for having me here, man.
And if you want to give us any feedback or anything like that, click the link in our bio at 905 The Flavor or 905 The Flavor Sports on Instagram. Halftime with the Playmakers is produced in the studios of WANM FM 90.5 and School of Journalism and Graphic Communication at Florida A&M University.